This is New England Public Radio News. Some students who are counting on going to Hampshire College next fall are scrambling to figure out their next move. The school recently decided to admit just the 77 students who were already committed to the college in Amherst. This comes as Hampshire seeks a strategic partner. With financial troubles looming, New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Hampshire College spokesman John Kortmach says bringing an early decision and gap year students was about the school keeping its word.
The board felt that the college has an obligation to the students who we had already accepted, and so that was a serious consideration. You know, the fact that they had already been notified that they had been accepted to the college, we felt we had an obligation to them, and we took that seriously.
So the college sent a letter outlining what students could expect if they do come to the school. They're only guaranteed one semester at Hampshire, but if they do make it to graduation, the diploma could come from another institution should there be a merger. There is also word that some programs and clubs could be eliminated, and while not coming out and saying it, the letter indicates cuts to faculty are coming. Here's Kortmach.
We would love if they would join our community, but we felt that we had to be perfectly clear about some of the uncertainties since we're talking to potential partners.
I think it was a way of saying, you know, you may not actually want to come here after all.
That's Molly Maloney, an attorney in Seattle. Her daughter made up her mind to come to Hampshire last year for the upcoming fall semester. Maloney, a 1991 Hampshire graduate herself, says the timing by Hampshire to make this series of announcements about its future couldn't have been worse for students like her daughter.
It kind of screwed them over. I don't know how else to put it. Because they don't have time to meet most schools' deadlines, they are all having to scramble if they want to go elsewhere.
And that means a mad dash to fill out applications, track down transcripts, and get fresh recommendations. And if these students do come to Hampshire in the fall, the experience might be a far different one than they signed up for. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.